Judges chapter 18, verses 11 to 21. This complicated affair, Micah, the Levite, the Danites, this complicated affair gets more and more complicated. I use the word complicated. This sinful, this corrupt affair gets more and more corrupt. The disorder, the confusion, the rank sin here is plain for all to see. Let's go over this account here. The story moves on. Judges chapter 18 and verse 11. So 600 men from the tribe or the clan of the Danites set out from Zorah and Eshtaol. They're on the way to Laish. They're armed for battle. They're going to attack this unsuspecting people. They're going to slaughter them and take over their land. They set up camp, and the place was named Dan's Camp. And then they travel on, and they reach the hill country of Ephraim, and eventually they came to Micah's house. Then the five spies said, "Hang on, in one of these houses there's a treasure trove. In one of these houses there's an ephod. There's other household gods. There's a carved image and a cast idol. There's an Aladdin's cave here. Now you know what to do." They're inciting them to robbery, daylight robbery. They're inciting them to encourage and further idolatry. Now you know what to do. So they turned in there, and they went to the house of the young Levite, who had been appointed priest and father for Micah. This Levite traveling, looking for a job, I'm sure he was. And they greeted him. Yeah, very nice too. And there were 600 Danites standing at the gate there. They're armed for battle. And the five men just walked into the house. They picked up the carved image, the ephod, the other household gods, and the cast idol. And the priest and the 600 men stood at the gate. So they went in and just pinched the gods. They stuck them into a sack and took them away. "What gods are these that you can pick them up and put them into a sack and cart them off?" And the Levite standing there. Then they went to Micah's house. They took the carved image, the ephod, the other household gods, the cast idol. And the priest said, "Well, just a minute, what are you doing here? No, just a minute." And he tried to interfere. "Just shut up. Button up here. Close your lips here. Don't look at it. Don't say a word. You come with us." And they offered him a carrot. "Be our father. Be our priest." Verse 19. Just think. Here you are serving a family. How about coming with us and serving a tribe and a clan? It's promotion we're offering you. What's your contract? Shall we double it for you? I don't know what they said there. But they were offering him a bigger opportunity. "You're just serving one man in his household here. Come with us, you'll serve the tribe of Dan." Then the priest was glad. Verse 20. He's a proper professional, isn't he? He loves the promotion. A bigger job. Perhaps a bigger pay packet. Bigger kudos. It's a career move, isn't it? What a combination. We have robbery, daylight robbery, idolatry on a massive scale, professionalism, corruption. How many commandments are these men breaking? These are Israelites. These are under the law of Moses, the law of God given to Israel through Moses. The Ten Commandments and the 600 other commandments. They're in the covenant of Sinai. These are covenant people. These are lawmen. And look at the way they're breaking commandments, idolatry, thieving, corruption, jealousy, covetousness. What's going on here? What a toxic combination, mixture here. Oh, my brothers and sisters in Christ, What a dreadful picture. Let's thank God that he has recorded it in his word, and he doesn't pull any punches, he doesn't gloss over it and hide over it. I'll hide it away here. When they had gone some distance, Micah runs after them, but we'll come to that. The priest was glad. He took the ephod, the other household gods, and the carved image, and went along with the people. And he took the little children, their livestock, the possessions, and away they went. It's all going off now with the Danites. My brothers and sisters, what use are gods that can be stolen? What use is a god that can be put into a sack? That's one lesson. How about this lesson? Not only idolatry and the uselessness of it, the foolishness of it. How many times God and his word mocks idolatry? They have lips, but they can't speak. They got ears, but they can't hear. They got eyes, but they can't see. they got some voice boxes. No, they can't speak. They're dumb. They're just metal, wood, stone, whatever it is. Let's beware of career preachers, professional preachers, money preachers, kudos preachers. This is not the motive for the believer, is it? Now, this is Israel at this time. There is no king in Israel, and things are in a dreadful state. But I say to you that Christendom is written here. Christendom is taking these principles on. Clerical, laity, career preaching. Yeah, I think it's idolatry, professionalism. What obedience is there to the word of God in Christendom? It's a corrupt, global business. And look at the harm it's caused. Starts with infant baptism very often, leads on through religion, superstition, idolatry, professionalism, priestcraft, sacerdotalism, sacramentalism, and all the rest. What a mixture. The devil's invention. God deliver us from it. The principles of the ecclesia in the New Testament are clear. My brothers, let us come out and be separate from them. Judges 18 is not just a historical record. It is the word of God. May we learn these lessons and turn away from them. Robbery, idolatry, professionalism, and all the rest of it. And may we live simple, spiritual, scriptural lives before God to the glory of his name. Amen.